But Y is supported by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings may vary. This is But Why, a podcast for curious kids from Vermont Public Radio. I'm Jane Lindholm. We're turning things around today. Instead of you sending us the question, this time we're asking the questions and looking to you for some answers. We wanted to explore why music moves us. Sometimes it makes us feel like moving physically, wiggling, spinning, shaking, and shimmying. And sometimes it moves us emotionally. It makes us feel something, happiness or sadness, or it brings back a really strong memory. So we asked you, how does music make you feel? Let's start with what Jacob, age 6, from Ballston Spa, New York, told us.
It makes me feel good because it just makes my body dance.
Hi, my name is Gracie, and I live in Burlington, Vermont. I am 12 years old. I play the following instruments. I play violin, euphonium, mandolin, ukulele, bass, djembe, dundun, and many more. Music makes me feel calming. It makes me feel happy most in general. Depends on what I'm listening to. Could make me feel happy, could make me feel sad. Just makes me feel feelings.
But why does music make us feel feelings? Well, music actually triggers the amygdala, the center in our brains that makes us feel emotions. So when you listen to music, it goes straight to your brain. And it also makes your brain release dopamine, a chemical that's associated with pleasure. That kind of explains why music can make you so happy that you just can't resist bopping your head and wiggling your body. In fact, music interacts with a lot of parts of our brains, and scientists are still discovering all of the various ways we are connected to music, why it can so easily trigger memories, for example. But why do I have to sing along to all the songs on the radio when I'm in the car? I know my son would prefer it if I could just listen silently. But sometimes I just have to sing along at the top of my lungs. Do you ever feel that way? What makes you feel like singing or dancing? Or maybe you're like my son and you tell your parents, "No, Mom, just listen." Yeah, thanks a lot. We asked one adult who has a lot of experience singing at the top of his lungs and getting kids to sing right along with him to write us a song about music. He invited some of the kids who take his music class to participate.
I'm Chris Dorman. I'm the founder of Music for Sprouts, a music and movement program for children and families. I know that music moves us physically. I wonder if maybe it's because the sound waves actually move through our bodies. Our bodies are permeable to the waves, the vibrations. Emotionally, well, the lyrics of a song can connect us to thoughts or ideas or aspirations. That's things that we want to see happen, things that we want to do. It can connect us to memories, things that have already happened, things that we long for. And then a melody, the actual sound, when you hear that, you can almost feel yourself making that sound, that expression. Have you ever been walking down the street? Say you have your headphones on and a song comes on with a real strong beat, and you look around and the scene that was once chaotic sort of falls into that rhythm. It almost helps you connect to the rest of the world around you. I also like to think that there's a bit of mystery in it. One great joy is I'll start to play a song for kiddos, and it's got a real strong beat, like boom cha, boom cha, boom cha, boom cha. And all of a sudden I see 1.5-year-old's knees start to bounce, or a toddler start to lift his feet off the ground. And before you know it, we're all jumping. It makes me want to jump too.
When I hear the wind, it makes me wanna spread my wings and soar. When I hear the wind, it makes me wanna
fly.
And now we're flying around like birds. Flying around, flying around, flying around like
feather in the wind.
Flying around, flying around, flying around like
airplane.
Flying around, flying around, flying around like
tweet, 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 tweet.
Flying around, flying around. Snow melts away, it makes me wanna
dance.
Seeds sprout, flowers bloom. When it's turned into spring, it makes me wanna
dance.
Now we're dancing around like
frogs.
Dancing around, dancing around, dancing around like
butterfly.
Dancing around, dancing around, dancing around like dancing around, dancing around, dancing around my
feather.
Dancing around, dancing around.
What does that have to sound of?
It has to sound of tree.
Now we're running around like
a cheetah.
Running around, running around like
okay.
Running around, running around, running around like running around, running around, dancing around like
I'm dancing like a feather in the wind.
Around,
yeah.
Dancing around.
That was Chris Dorman. He runs a program called Music for Sprouts, and he writes all kinds of songs about all kinds of different things. We have a link to his website where you can learn more about his music classes and hear some of those songs. You'll find it at butwhykids.org. And in that song, we heard Sophie, Hazel, Alana, Elijah, Ruby, Jade, and Eva. Coming up, we'll get some rhythm. But first, a message for the adults who are listening. We have support from Paramount Pictures' new movie, If, in theaters May 17th. This movie introduces audiences of all ages to Bea, a curious young girl with the ability to see everyone's imaginary friends, a.k.a. Ifs. Get it? Imaginary friends? Bea joins forces with Cal, an adult who can also see Ifs, and together they embark on a magical adventure seeking to reconnect forgotten Ifs with their long-ago kids. Ryan Reynolds brings comedic energy to the film alongside precocious new star Kaylee Fleming. If you have or have ever had an imaginary friend, let If answer, what if everything you believed as a kid was real? If is in theaters May 17th. But first, a message for the adults who are listening. Support for our show comes from Oak Meadow. How is school going this year? If the answer is not great, maybe it's time to rediscover the joy of learning. Oak Meadow provides student-centered homeschooling curriculum and teacher-supported distance learning for K through 12. To learn how homeschooling can work for your family, visit oakmeadow.com. This is But Why, a podcast for curious kids. Today, we're talking all about music. Here's what 3-year-old Bram and his mother discussed when they contemplated how music affects us.
What do you like about music?
The sound it.
You like the sounds?
Yep.
How do they make you feel?
Rock and roll.
They make you feel rock and roll?
Who's your favorite band?
Kiss. Rock and roll all night.
party every day.
Here's Bram's 5-year-old brother, Reed.
What is your favorite band?
All Time Low.
What sort of music do they sing?
Rock and roll.
If you could play any instrument, what would it be?
The guitar.
Why?
I just like how it sounds the most.
Research shows kids who learn how to play an instrument get a lot of benefits. Playing an instrument helps improve your motor skills. It helps you be better at identifying distinct sounds. And some studies show that kids who learn how to play an instrument show improvement in academics and focus. So how do you learn to play music? It can be a lot of work to learn an instrument and a lot of time to get good at it through practice, practice, practice. We talked with one young girl who's learning to play the violin.
I'm Emerson Rose Stapleton. I'm from Essex, Vermont. I'm 9 years old. I play the violin. It looks like a ukulele, except for the bridge is farther up in the strings, more towards the head of it. And instead of having just a head, it's a scroll and looks like a fiddlehead. I guess you just put it on your shoulder, I guess, so that the chin rest or the tailpiece is towards your neck, and rest your chin on the chin rest, and you have to hold the bow in a certain way. When you play it, you just, I guess, pull your arm across the strings and try not to pull your arm back behind you, but in front. I started playing when I was 5, and yeah, I just did that because all my friends at school, at my preschool, were, just so I wanted to do that. I like all the challenges that you have, and that you don't just work and work and work for nothing. You actually get something out of it. You get to do recitals, and you get to do all the concerts and things. I practice every day. Well, sometimes it's not really good practices, but usually about 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes more, too. In the beginning, it's super hard, but once you get better and better and better, it gets a lot easier to sight read and do new pieces. I want to get into the Vermont Youth Orchestra sometime and do that. The song I played was A Stroke in Farewell.
Thanks to Emerson Stapleton for sharing her violin playing with us and teaching us a little bit about what it takes to play the instrument. Let's hear from a few more of you about what music makes you feel.
My name is Lily. I am 7. I like music because of the tune in it, all the different tunes of it. It makes me feel good.
I like hip-hop.
And here's another thought from
Carson, 4 years old, Washington, D.C. My body move. Toe swiggle, nose go, cheek swiggle. Like instruments. I like the sound. Boom, 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 boom. Donna. Boom, boom, boom.
Carson says one way he experiences that boom boom he likes so much is by going to a drum circle in a local park every week. A drum plays rhythm. It has a beat, just like your heart. And when you hear loud drums, it can feel like you're feeling those vibrations right in your heart and inside your body. Maybe that's why it makes us want to dance. Well, let's hear from someone who knows.
My name is Sadie Duffy.
I'm originally from Guinea, West Africa. I started playing since I was 8, 9. I really love to share my culture. Dancing drum is part of my life, is part of my culture, because my country is very traditional music we do in Africa, so it's really deep for me. This is a djembe, it's a hands drum. Djembe have good skin and three sound. First one is bass, and second one is tone, and third one is slap. So if you want to learn how to play djembe, you have to know those three different sounds. Bass, tone, slap, then you can make the whole together. It sounds like this when you're playing by yourself, but it's totally different with different accompaniments. This little instrument called krin, K-R-I-N. So long time ago, 100 years ago, we didn't have electricity in Africa, we didn't have no phone. So the communication used to be an instrument. Like if the king want to see somebody or somebody have a baby ceremony, wedding. So we communicate with this little instrument in forest. This is from forest people. So they used to communicate with this little instrument for a long time ago to have people know what happened like in town, what happened to the neighborhood, what happened to the king, you know, palace, all that. So if it wasn't music in this world, like, I don't know if anybody can live, like, you know, in this world. And really, like, music is really important for us. And it's really important for me because when I think, like, back home, we always play music every day. At street, we block street, we play. Anytime you feel like you want to do party, you're free to do it. People are happy to enjoy it.
That was Senny Daffy, who helps to lead the J. Kulu Drum and Dance Theater. He plays the djembe, the krin, and many other traditional West African instruments. Before we go today, here's one more thought you sent us about why music makes us feel things. This one comes from Khadija.
I'm 17 years old, and I love music. Music is so important to me because it expresses something we can't always say with words. It really moves us and it really changes the way we can think. Music can affect us in certain ways. It can make us happy. It can make us sad. It can make us laugh and cry. And I really think that's beautiful. Music makes me dance because there's something about rhythms and beats and notes that really move me. And I'm so happy that music can make anyone stand up tall and dance.
Thanks so much to Khadija and everyone else who sent in thoughts on music this week. And thanks to the adults and parents in your lives who helped get your comments to us. We'd love to hear thoughts and questions from kids big and small, just like you. So if you have a question about anything, really, you can send it to questions@butwhykids.org. That's how this podcast works. You send us questions with help from the adults in your lives, and we help find the answers. We'll be back in 2 weeks when we'll hear from Winlin, who lives in Georgia. He asks this question.
Who invented words?
Good question, Winlin. I can't wait to hear the answer. And we've got a few other questions to answer, too, like why the alphabet is in the order it's in, A, B, C, D, and so on. Why isn't it QBHSA? Well, tune in 2 weeks to find out. But Why is produced by me, Jane Lindholm, and Melody Baudette for Vermont Public Radio. Our theme song is by Luke Reynolds. Special thanks this week to Burlington, Vermont's J. Kulu Drum and Dance Theater and their Thursday night class, and also to Chris Dorman and his Music for Sprouts. Thanks for listening, and stay curious. See you next time.